Howdy do y'all, this is Emmett Watkins Jr. here with yet another episode of Backlog Back Talk, and today we are talking about the movie Doom. Yes, Doom, the 2003 film starring The Rock and Carl Urban, based off of the popular video game franchise by id Software. That franchise has very little to do with this film, but it is based off that franchise, so yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Now, what's the context for this? Once again, this is another movie I saw during Christmas break. I was over at a friend's house. We were exchanging gifts, and we decided to make a little thing out of it. And all of us were just sitting around wondering what to do. And we watched Terry Crews paint for a couple minutes. We watched an episode of King of the Hill for a couple minutes as well. And then at a certain point, we were like, all right, we're going to watch a movie because we're going to be here for a minute. What movie do we want to watch? And after about 20 to 35 minutes of scrolling through Netflix and debating on each film, we decided on Doom because I was always curious about, oh, I know Doom's a bad movie, but like, how bad is it? So I was curious about it, and I know my friend, Albie, she really loves sci-fi things. Sci-fi is her favorite genre. She's a little bit, not because she's a woman, but she's a little bit of a bitch when it comes to horror movies. She's one of those closed eyes every time something happens, and then after the movie she's seen only like a third of it because her eyes were closed so much, and then she'll be like, yeah, I like that movie, it was great, let's watch the sequel. She's one of those, one of her quirks, I suppose, God bless her. So yeah, we decided all to watch this. So it was me, Aubie, Abigail, Aaron, and Richard all sitting down to watch Doom, and boy howdy was it something. So first off, let's just to say my brief history with the Doom series as a game. Doom 2016, or, you know, Doom 4, if you want to go canonically. Doom 4 is one of my favorite games, probably of all time. Now, it's not in my top 10 or anything, but when you want to talk about shooters, it's certainly in my top 10 shooters of all time. It's an excellent game, one of my favorite games of 2016. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And I loved it so much, actually, I went back and decided I'm kind of into the series now. And while I know not every entry is going to give me that same gameplay feel, because the big thing I liked about Doom 2016 was its gameplay. I know not every entry is going to have the same gameplay, but I'm going to go back and experience those other ones. So I did buy Doom 3 BFG edition. I have it on my PS3. I just haven't gone through it all because I buy more games than I play, and it's a serious problem, and I need serious help. But yeah, I haven't played much of it. I played maybe 1 hour of Doom 3, enough to kill like one zombie thing that was walking towards me. I don't know. I couldn't really tell you too much about Doom 3 or Doom 1, which I haven't played, or Doom 2, which I haven't played. But Doom 2016 is excellent. So that's really the reason I was like interested in this Doom movie. And also we got points on watching it because Aubie loves The Rock. Like, she fucks with The Rock so heavily that it's concerning. So yeah, this is the movie we decided to watch. And so here's the thing, man. This movie. Now let me make sure I get the IMDb for this movie as well. This movie is such a video game early 2000s movie. Like, this is so much a movie where they're like, hey, we're gonna make an action movie, we're gonna have The Rock in it because he's really profitable, we're gonna have Carl Urban in it because I don't know if he's profitable. Okay, 2005 is when this movie came out, so pardon me on that. We're gonna have all these people in it, we're gonna just make this, or we're gonna just try to make Aliens, but not good. It's really weird. So yeah, that's what they're working with here. So basically this is like a generic sci-fi, dudes go to Mars to shoot some shit up. But the thing is, it's not that great of an action movie because they're leaning more into the horror slant, but even the horror is a little bit cheesy and like kind of just about the gore rather than about the scares, so it doesn't scare you that much either. It's just a complicated movie. I really don't know what it was going for. It's very middle of the road. It doesn't take much inspiration from the games at all. There's one character. Like, they set it up the whole movie. Like, there's one really good thing I like about this movie. They set up a reference to the game for the entire movie. I don't even want to spoil it, but you find out this one character's name, and he goes by a nickname, and he tells you to just use that nickname whenever you refer to him. Then he goes missing for half the movie, and you just know, based off of how this character looks, you just know he's going to turn into this specific thing from the game. And then things happen, and characters are changed and altered, and he becomes this thing from the game. And you see it coming from a mile away, but once it finally happens, you're so excited. Because it does happen within a sequence that is probably the one part of this movie that felt like it was genuinely, you know, genuinely took inspiration from the game. Without spoiling the context of it, I'm just going to say what it is. There is an extended sequence of the movie that is shot entirely in first person perspective. Like I'm saying, the guns in the corner of the screen and everything. And it's a very cool few minutes. But that few minutes kind of feels inconsequential ultimately in the plot. But it was a really cool payoff, and it was really cool to see, oh, this is the Doom movie. This like 7 minute sequence is the Doom movie. This is the movie that is about Doom. And the rest of this movie is just a fairly generic sci-fi horror action flick with a bunch of buff dudes of different ethnicities and personalities going to Mars to fight some shit, and a lot of them die in the process. So that's the thing, man. It just didn't feel, it felt, like I said, it felt more like a horror film than it did an action film. And I feel like if you're going to make a Doom movie, it's more about the action than it is about the horror. Now I feel like this is, once again, this came out 2005, wait, 11 years before Doom 2016 came out. So I'm sure the philosophy there was still focused on, oh, we need to make a move. We're going more towards the horror route. Because what was Doom 3? Doom 3 was more of a horror game than a action shooting game. Even though it did have plenty of those two elements. So I'm sure that's what this movie is pulling off of primarily. But yeah, it was just so like, It just felt like it had an identity crisis. It didn't know what it wanted to be. I wish it didn't have the Doom name attached to it, because then I feel like they could fully commit to the horror segments that they put in, or they could fully commit to the action that they put in, rather than just trying to like straddle this line to appease a fan base of these games that they are barely catering to, no matter how much they might have been trying. I don't know if they were trying. It's just a hot mess when it comes to that part. But, you know, if you want to talk about performances, a lot of the performances are really corny. I'm not even going to bother to scroll down and read their names off the IMDb. Yeah, a lot of the performances are, like, pretty generic. You got the, oh, I'm creepy because I'm the creepy guy who thinks the girl character is hot. And you got the, I'm the cool black guy who's always making jokes. And I also think the girl character is hot, but I'm not going to, like, be gross about it. I'm going to be cool about it. I'm gonna be jive about it. And you get all these different types of characters. You get the black, you get the bigger black guy who's like more stoic. It's like, hey man, I'm just a good dude. I'm just here to do the job and punch in my card, punch out my card, and I'm gonna visit my family later. And then they take some like dark turns in the narrative as well. Especially like with some of the main characters, they turn into completely different things than you thought they would turn into. And so that was like, why is this happening? This is like, I don't know. It just felt, especially like in 2005, I'm sure it would have been weird to see, certain characters here. Okay. I don't want to spoil, I'm not going to spoil it, but there are certain characters. There's certain actors. Let's say this. There are certain actors that, you know, in this movie that, you know, to be a certain way in real life. You know them to be a certain way. So to see them in this movie acting the complete opposite of that way that you know they are in real life is jarring. And it's not the fault of the film, because, you know, it was made many years before this person became who they are today. But yeah, it's just really jarring to see that. What can I say? Oh, and here's the thing. Because this movie is from 2005 and it's being marketed towards gamers, quote unquote, there's so many dumb things in here that I could just see right through, and I'm just like, oh, this is so they can market it to 18 to 22 year olds. Like Rosamund Pike is like the female character in this movie. I want to say she's the only major female character in the entire film. Yeah, Samantha Grimm. Yeah, she is. Ooh, sorry. Yeah, she is the only. Yeah, she's. I'm trying to think of how to say this. I'm just going to say it like this. She's the only female character in the film. The entire time, she does not have a bra on. And it's noticeable. It is very noticeable. I won't say outright distracting, but it's noticeable to the point where it feels like, okay, were they just doing this so that, you know, 18 to 22 year olds who are watching this don't get bored during the exposition. And there's a lot of scenes where it's just like, here's all the exposition, here's all the lore right here in this scene, this is where we can find it to. But it's okay, her she's poking out a little bit so dudes will pay attention. It was like infuriating, this movie. It was just so dumb. It was just so dumb. And like I said, not enough action for it to be exciting. There was a lot of gore, not a lot of gore, a healthy amount. I'll say a healthy amount of gore. Not like the type, I don't think this would satiate the thirst of someone who watches like all the Saw movies and all that stuff. I don't watch Saw movies. I don't watch anything ultra violent for the most part, or at least I try not to. But I don't think this movie would appease someone who's into ultra violence. There's just simply not that much going on in that department. Once again, they don't lean too much into the horror. A lot of the movie is just silly. It's just dumb. There's a couple of plot twists. There's a really big plot twist where you think two people that have a certain relationship, the relationship entirely changes at the very end of the movie. And I thought that was pretty cool. I do like how they kind of subverted their expectations on that, especially for people who might have watched this movie in theaters. I imagine their surprise was, I imagine that twist came to a big shock because it completely changes how they were even marketing the movie. The marketing becomes deceptive at that point. But anywho, that's the most I have to say about Doom. There's a couple of references. Like I said, that first person sequence, some really cool like chainsaw moves in that sequence, some cool gun animations. The BFG is in this movie as well, but it's they don't do much justice with it. The one time they use the BFG, they miss and it just blows a hole in the wall. So it's like the dumbest, most throwaway scene just so you can say you had a reference to the game in there, it feels like. It's just not it. I don't recommend people watching it, really. It's just not the type of movie you should watch. Out of sheer curiosity, it's fun to laugh at. I can't say that. It is a fun movie to laugh at, which is why part of the reason why I watched it. It's fun to laugh at, but even so, it's not like laughably bad throughout. There are some cool scenes, there are some cool elements, but ultimately it just didn't feel like the tone that, especially Doom 2016, the tone that game set is not felt in this movie at all whatsoever. So I totally am just like, you know, I'm not digging this movie just for that alone. But when you take that out of the equation, once again, I gotta finish Doom 3, but this just felt like a hodgepodge of two different types of genres that I just don't think it complemented well. I don't think either of the genres complemented each other well. I'm just not about this life. I don't know. And it just feels super dated as well. If you look at The Rock in the photos of the movie, or just if you look at The Rock in the movie, this is before he was like, oh, I'm going to shave my head. Homeboy, I think this is Widow's Peak. Like, his hairline is in Kansas. Like, yo, his hairline is in the back. Like, they Rosa Parks his hairline in the fucking costume department. But yeah, that's whatever. So that's how I feel about Doom. It's not a great film, and I really don't recommend people watching it. If you want to laugh at it, it's probably, there's enough in here to laugh at. If you want to just see The Rock, if you want to be crazy and watch every Rock movie of all time because you just love this mulatto man so much, it's fine. You won't hate it probably. But for me, it was just like, so like, why does this exist type of a thing, where I'm not like actively angry that it exists, but I'm just like, wow. this movie was a wasted opportunity for a movie that could have been truly great. I really would have loved to see a movie like this come out after Doom 2016 so that tone could have been set beforehand. But yeah, what we got is something it's definitely a movie. That's what I can say. It's definitely a film that I watched one day, and I don't really have much of a desire to watch it anymore or to talk about it anymore. So yeah, that's what I got. Oh, and things are like too dark. Like the movie plays with light all the time because that's what Doom 3 did. But like so many of the scenes, I'm like, okay, things are too dark. I can't see what the fuck is happening, which is the same problem that Doom 3 had. I don't know, dog. This ain't it, Chief. I'll say that. This is not the one. Go play Doom 2016 if you ever want to, you know, get some Doom in your life. And also, we got Doom Eternal coming this year, so I can't be too bitter on the Doom train for a while. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that game instead of thinking about this movie for another second. So, yes, that's all I have to say about Doom 2015 or 2005. Good God, I'm so old. I can't get the days right. So yeah, that's pretty much all I got for this commentary, or for this podcast. Oh my Lord, relax. This is not your YouTube channel. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and do housekeeping. You know what to find me, at EJSpun61. You'll find my Twitter in the description of this podcast, of course. But EJSpun61 is where you can follow me on Twitter for, new updates on new episodes of this podcast, things I'm doing for the game side over at Lost Hero Games. And just anything else I'm doing on the internet, you can find it there. So thank you guys for chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool and shooting some b-ball with me outside of the school. That was corny as hell, but I'm going to keep it in. And without further ado, this has been Emmett Watkins Jr. And as always, keep it real and keep it true.